Governor Walker's proposed budget includes a cut of about $800 million to state school aids. The co-author of the Democrats' new plan, Representative Fred Clark of Baraboo, says the newly projected $636 million boost in state tax collections over the next 2 years makes it possible to avoid most of those cuts. Clark says the Democrats' so-called Save Our Schools bill will use that money to ensure that more than 300 of the state's 424 school districts get more aid than they would under the governor's plan.
Our proposal addresses long-standing and well-known flaws in our current school funding formula that have resulted in unfair distribution of aid to school districts and will result in greater fairness and greater resources for schools with the greatest needs, both in urban areas and in rural areas.
Democrats are hoping for bipartisan support of their plan from the Republican majority, but there could be a major sticking point. The plan also includes eliminating the proposed expansion of the Milwaukee School Voucher Program. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca of Kenosha says that provision might be negotiable.
If they felt that was essential to moving forward, we certainly could try to find some middle ground and some accord. But we just think that it's ironic at a time when we're taking $1.6 billion out of public schools that you would find money to put $40 million into an expansion of private schools.
The bill has the support of State Superintendent of Schools Tony Evers and many school district superintendents. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.